Hey, chatters. Join me and the professor in the world of AI at Uplimit and YU Global's courses, where theory meets action. Experience a hands-on learning journey using chatbots to solidify your skills throughout the courses. Perfect for every learner, from beginners to advanced, our diverse range of courses ensures there's something for everyone. Uplimit combines self-paced learning with live seminars and office hours, while YU Global offers comprehensive asynchronous study with support when you need it. Both grant prestigious certificates upon completion. Save 10% with code AIFORALL in all caps and the number 4 for Uplimit courses and 20% with Synaptic20 for YU Global courses. Start your path to AI exploration today. Enroll now at synapticlabs.ai/courses.
Introduction to Distributional Reinforcement Learning. Hey there, chatters. Miss Nura here, and I'm super excited to take you on a roller coaster ride through the exhilarating world of distributional reinforcement learning. Think of it as giving your AI a pair of X-ray goggles that lets it see through the game of life, predicting all possible outcomes with superhero precision. Are you ready to unlock the secrets behind this cutting-edge AI tech? Let's get our geek on. A quantum leap in AI. Picture this. Our AI pals used to make decisions based on good old averages, just like we might guess the average number of candies in a jar. But, oh boy, the AI world had a plot twist when distributional RL showed up. Instead of one average guess, imagine having a detailed list of all possible candy counts. Talk about a sweet upgrade. That's distributional RL for you. A full-fledged candy count connoisseur. Shining the spotlight on the C51 algorithm. Back in 2017, some genius brains introduced the C51 algorithm, and it was like the AI version of landing on the moon. This groundbreaking algorithm didn't just play Atari games, it crushed them by learning to predict a whole spectrum of outcomes. Imagine your favorite game character leveling up from a one-trick pony to a multi-talented wizard. That's the kind of magic we're talking about. The balancing act, risks and rewards. One of the coolest things about distributional RL is that it's not just about the quest for the high score, it's about playing the game smart. By understanding the full distribution of outcomes, our AI heroes can make choices that consider both the potential rewards and risks. A true knight in shining armor for the unpredictable kingdom of AI. From pixels to the real world. And the best part? Distributional RL isn't just for scoring points in virtual worlds. It's out there in the real world, helping self-driving cars make safer decisions, guiding financial investments, and even assisting in medical diagnosis. It's like having an AI Robin Hood who's not only ace at archery, but also a whiz at making life better for everyone. Wrap up, school's in session. So, are you ready to add distributional reinforcement learning to your AI vocabulary? Remember, it's not just about playing the game. It's about mastering the playbook and knowing all the possible plays. Stay tuned, because this is just the beginning of our AI adventure. Stick with me, and you'll be chatting AI like a pro in no time. Up next, we'll dive deeper into the nuts and bolts of distributional RL. No PhD required, I promise. So grab your virtual backpacks, and let's embark on this knowledge quest together. Historical background on distributional RL. Time to hop into our time machine as we zip back to the roots of distributional reinforcement learning. The kernel of distributional RL was nestled in the classic Bellman equation, which has been around since the 1950s. This equation was the compass for traditional RL, guiding our AI adventurers towards the treasure of optimal decision-making. But for a long time, it mostly sailed over the average seas, not diving into the depths of possible outcomes. Fast forward to 2017, and the AI landscape witnessed a seismic shift with the arrival of the C51 algorithm, thanks to Mark Bellemare and his squad. This wasn't just a tiny tweak. It was akin to discovering a new continent on the AI map. Picture our AI heroes, not just guessing the number of dragons in a dungeon, but strategizing for every single fire-breathing beast. That's the power of C51. It painted a full picture of potential futures rather than a single, hazy prophecy. Following this breakthrough, AI wizards conjured up more spells in the form of QRDQN, IQN, and FQF, refining the art of peering into the crystal ball of outcomes. They shifted from broad strokes to exquisite detail, teaching AIs to understand the nuances of their choices, risks, and rewards. The ripples of this revolution reached far and wide. Suddenly, our mechanical pals were not just playing games, they were acing them, from the pixelated plains of Atari to the complex landscapes of real-world applications. Distributional RL carved out its place as a cornerstone of modern AI. Yet, as with any saga, challenges arose. Scholars and practitioners alike debated the sorcery behind distributional RL's success and how to wield it in new domains. They pondered over the mysteries of its performance, especially when paired with the arcane power of deep learning. Looking ahead, the quest continues. The future is brimming with possibilities as researchers tinker with algorithms, integrate them with other magical RL techniques, and venture into uncharted territories. The aim? To craft a unified theory, refine these tools, and unleash their full potential in our world. So, there you have it. The epic journey of distributional RL. From theoretical underpinnings to algorithmic triumphs, it's a tale of innovation and discovery. Stay curious, for the story is far from over, and the next chapter promises to be just as thrilling. How it works. All right, let's dive into the nitty-gritty of distributional RL. Think of traditional reinforcement learning as finding the best path through a forest to grandma's house. Except in this case, grandma's house is the sweet spot of maximum reward. Now, traditional RL would use something like a compass pointing straight to grandma's house, considering only the average time it would take to get there. But what if there are wolves, fallen trees, or even a random carnival along the way? That's where distributional RL comes in. It gives us a whole map of the forest with all the possible paths and what we might encounter on each one. Instead of just one compass direction, distributional RL gives us a GPS with real-time traffic updates. It learns not just the average reward you might get, like traditional RL, but the whole range of rewards and how likely each one is. So, you're not just betting on one horse, you're playing the entire field. Imagine playing a video game, and you're up against a boss that can knock you out with one hit, but it has a treasure trove if you defeat it. Distributional RL helps your AI character decide whether to take on the boss or sneak around to find easier loot by understanding the risks and rewards in full detail. Now, how do we make this magic happen? Algorithms like C51, QRDQN, and IQN work their mojo by predicting a bunch of different outcomes called quantiles, which are like checkpoints in a race. They tell us how the rewards are spread out, whether they're bunched up at the front, spread evenly, or trailing at the back. These algorithms are like fortune tellers with crystal balls, showing us visions of the future. But instead of vague predictions, they give us HD quality, frame-by-frame forecasts of what might happen for each action we take. And just like in those cooking competition shows, where chefs adjust their recipes based on the judges' tastes, our algorithms tweak their predictions by learning from the environment. They stir in a pinch of experience here, a dash of feedback there, until they've cooked up the perfect strategy. The impact? Our AI buddies are no longer just taking guesses. They're making informed decisions, like a chess grandmaster contemplating their next move. And as they get better at predicting the range of outcomes, they become smarter and more robust in their actions, just like how we learn from our past experiences. So that's the secret sauce of distributional RL. It's about painting a complete picture, understanding the full spectrum of what could happen, and using that knowledge to make decisions that are not just good on average, but also smart under uncertainty. Roll the dice, knowing all possible outcomes. That's the distributional RL way. The math behind distributional RL. All right, ready to get a little mathy? Fear not. We're going to break down the math behind distributional RL in a way that's as fun as it is educational. Let's start by understanding the difference between traditional RL and distributional RL with a simple example. Traditional RL, a single number. In traditional RL, we're dealing with what's known as the expected value or expected return. This is a single number representing the average outcome we'd expect over many tries. For example, say you're playing a game where you can either win one gold coin or five gold coins with an equal chance of each. The expected value would be the average. The expected value is calculated as 0.5 times 1 coin plus 0.5 times 5 coins, which equals 3 coins. Traditional RL would say, hey, on average, you're going to get 3 coins each time you play. Distributional RL, the whole picture. Now, distributional RL is like your friend who's really into details. It wants to know all the possible outcomes and their probabilities, not just the average. So, instead of saying you'll get 3 coins on average, distributional RL would tell you there's a 50% chance of getting 1 coin and a 50% chance of getting 5 coins. It's more descriptive and gives a complete picture of what could happen. Getting technical, the return distribution. In distributional RL, we estimate the entire distribution of returns. This is a fancy way of saying we look at all the possible rewards you can get from each state and action and how likely each reward is. Let's say our AI is playing a simple dice game where it gets coins based on the roll. Roll a 1, 0 coins. Roll a 2 or 3, 2 coins. Roll a 4 or 5, 4 coins. Roll a 6, 6 coins. In distributional RL, we would create a probability distribution of these outcomes. The probability distribution of the returns assigns a probability of 1/6 to the return value of 0, a probability of 1/3 to the return value of 2, a probability of 1/3 to the return value of 4, and a probability of 1/6 to the return value of 6. This tells us the probability of getting each amount of coins when rolling the dice. Algorithms at play, quantile regression. Now, the algorithms like QRDQN and IQN come into play. They use something known as quantile regression to estimate different points, quantiles, in the distribution. Quantiles help us understand the spread of outcomes. For example, the 50th percentile, median, quantile tells us the middle point of the distribution, where half the outcomes are less and half are more. The QRDQN algorithm would learn to estimate these quantiles for the return distribution so our AI can make more informed decisions. It's like having checkpoints in a race that tell you how you're doing at different stages. Wrapping it up with a bow. To sum it up, distributional RL isn't happy with just good on average. It wants to know all the ways things could turn out so it can be prepared for the worst while still shooting for the best. By understanding the entire landscape of possible rewards, our AI can be more strategic and handle uncertainty like a pro. And there you have it. That's the math magic behind distributional RL, turning our AI into savvy decision makers in the wild, wild world of games and beyond. Keep rolling those dice, but now with the full knowledge of what might come up. Advantages of distributional RL. All right, let's chat about the cool perks of distributional RL. This isn't your average Joe of algorithms. It's like having a crystal ball that shows you not just one possible future, but all of them. One of the biggest advantages is that distributional RL gives us a fuller picture of what might happen. Instead of just aiming for the best average score, it's like playing a game with a strategy guy that tells you all the possible endings. This means our AI can make decisions that consider the best and worst case scenarios. Talk about being prepared. Another bonus is that it's great for understanding risk. If you're the kind of person who checks the weather before heading out, you'll love distributional RL. It doesn't just tell you it'll probably rain. It tells you there's a 40% chance of a drizzle and a 10% chance of a downpour, so you can pack an umbrella or a raincoat accordingly. And let's not forget about performance. By considering the whole distribution of outcomes, AIs using distributional RL often outperform their traditional RL counterparts. It's like having a personal trainer who knows exactly how your body will react to different exercises, pushing you to your best self. Some other pros are better at handling uncertainty and variability in results, can lead to more robust policies that perform well in a variety of situations, encourages more efficient exploration as AIs aren't just chasing the average reward, could potentially lead to new insights in psychology and economics by modeling human decision-making under uncertainty. So, in summary, distributional RL is like having a superpower that lets you peek into the future, preparing you for every twist and turn with confidence. It's a game changer for AI that likes to think ahead and stay one step ahead of the competition. Disadvantages of distributional RL. Now, as awesome as distributional RL is, there are a few caveats to keep in mind. It's like any superhero with their kryptonite. Even distributional RL has its weaknesses. One challenge is complexity. With great power comes great, well, computational complexity. Distributional RL requires more horsepower under the hood since it's computing a whole distribution instead of just one number. It's like comparing a pop quiz to a final exam in terms of effort. Another hiccup can be the difficulty in interpreting these distributions, especially for us mere mortals. Traditional RL is like a straightforward weather forecast, while distributional RL is like reading those wiggly lines on a meteorologist's map. It takes a bit more brain power to understand what's going on. And let's talk about overfitting. Just like how too many filters can ruin a good selfie, distributional RL can sometimes be too detail-oriented and fit too closely to the training data, losing its ability to generalize. Some other cons are, can be more sensitive to hyperparameter settings than traditional RL. The additional complexity might not always translate to better performance in simpler problems. Implementing and tuning can be more daunting for beginners in AI. It might require more data to accurately estimate the full distribution, which isn't always available. But don't let these drawbacks scare you away. With careful implementation and understanding, distributional RL can still be a powerful tool in your AI arsenal. It's all about knowing when and how to use it to its full potential. Major applications of distributional RL. Let's dive into where distributional RL really shines and how it's making waves in various fields. Autonomous vehicles. When self-driving cars make decisions, they need to consider all potential outcomes to keep passengers safe. Distributional RL helps these smart cars to evaluate risks like a pro and choose the safest path, whether it's avoiding a sudden obstacle or navigating through tricky weather conditions. It's like having a cautious co-pilot with 360-degree vision. Finance and trading. In the high-stakes world of finance, understanding the range of possible market movements is crucial. Distributional RL steps in as the financial guru, helping to make investment decisions by analyzing the full spectrum of risks and rewards. Think of it as a crystal ball for your portfolio, giving insights beyond the average forecast. Robotics and automation. Robots are taking on jobs from assembling gadgets to performing delicate surgeries. They need to adapt to various scenarios and handle unexpected changes. By leveraging distributional RL, robots can better predict the outcomes of their actions and adjust their moves on the fly, much like a chess master planning several moves ahead. Game AI and strategy planning. From beating humans in Go to conquering the virtual worlds of video games, AI needs to outsmart opponents by thinking of all possible moves. Distributional RL helps game AI understand the odds of different strategies, ensuring it can plan for victory and learn from a wider range of scenarios. Personalized recommendations. Imagine an AI that not only suggests what you might like, but also considers how sure it is about those suggestions. Distributional RL gives recommendation systems a boost by evaluating the likelihood of different preferences, offering you options that are tailored just like a personal shopper who knows your style inside out. Healthcare and medicine. In healthcare, distributional RL can assist in making treatment plans by assessing the probabilities of various outcomes. It's like having a doctor who can weigh every possible result of a medication or procedure, ensuring the best care plan is chosen for patients. Energy management. Managing energy, especially from renewable sources, requires predicting supply and demand fluctuations. Distributional RL acts like a weather-savvy energy manager, considering all possible scenarios to optimize the grid and prevent blackouts. Exploration and space missions. Space missions are all about venturing into the unknown. Distributional RL can help space probes and rovers decide where to go and what to sample by calculating the potential scientific payoff against risks, just like a space explorer plotting a course on an interstellar map. So, there you have it. Distributional RL isn't just a fancy technique. It's a powerhouse of potential, driving innovation across the board. By embracing the full spectrum of possibilities, it's paving the way for smarter, safer, and more efficient AI applications. The future looks bright, and it's as if our AI buddies have a multicolored lens to pick the brightest spots. TLDR. Distributional RL is like the multi-lens glasses for AI, showing all the possible futures instead of just one vague prediction. It's super helpful for making smart, risk-aware decisions in everything from self-driving cars to healthcare. This fancy tech is like a fortune teller, revealing not just what might happen, but how likely each outcome is, helping our robot buddies make the best choices. Vocab list. Distributional RL. A type of reinforcement learning that predicts a whole range of possible outcomes rather than just one average result. Expected return. The average of all the rewards an AI expects to get from a particular action. Risk-sensitive decision-making. Making choices by carefully weighing the chances and impacts of potential risks. C5.1. Algorithm. A groundbreaking method in distributional RL that kicked off lots of new research. Quantile regression, DQN, QRDQN. An approach that learns about different possible outcomes by focusing on their quantiles. IQN and FQF. fancy versions of QRDQN that get even better at guessing future rewards by learning which quantiles to focus on. Maximum mean discrepancy, MMD, a way to measure how different two sets of outcomes are, used in some distributional RL algorithms. Benchmark, a test set that helps compare how good different AI systems are. Exploration, when AI tries out new things to see if they're any better than what it already knows. Offline RL, learning from old data without trying new actions in the real world. Safe RL, making sure that AI doesn't make any dangerous mistakes while it's learning.